Chapter 2. The Deception. Amneris has played such a trick on me. She is a cruel woman. She did it just before the victory parade. It was a very hot and terrible day for me. I had to stand by and watch my people being dragged through the streets. All of the Egyptians were cheering and shouting out, "Victory to Egypt!" Horses came by and they were pulling carts full of gold and precious things from my country. Amneris was standing in front of me. She was dressed beautifully. Her clothing was sparkling from the emeralds and rubies and gold sewn through it. She tricked me while we were still in her room. She said to me in a sad voice, "This would be a happy day if Radames had not been killed in battle." Her words shocked me, and I burst into tears. I covered my face and cried and cried. Then Amneris said to me in a cruel voice, "Stop it, Ida. Radames is not dead. You love him, don't you? I suspected you did, and now I have found out." Again, I was shocked. I should have suspected her lie. I was so foolish not to. She hissed at me, "You are nothing more than a slave. My father has promised that Radames will marry me. Stop crying and dry your eyes. You must come with me to the victory parade. You must see Radames promising to be my husband." I felt such pain. If only I could tell her that I was a princess too. If only she knew that I was suitable to be the wife of a nobleman too. I was nearly crying, thinking of this at the parade, when something even more terrible happened. I saw my father, Amenasro, among my country's people, being dragged in the streets. I ran to his side. "Father! Father! What have they done to you?" I cried out. But my father hushed me. "Shh! Don't say anything. They cannot find out that I am the king of Ethiopia. If they do, they will kill us both. We must be quiet," he said. I went to the king of Egypt to beg for my father's life. "Your Majesty, this man is my father. Since you have been so kind to me, please set these people free. They are not criminals," I begged. But then, Ramthas said, "We should kill them all. Kill all of the Ethiopians." Radames looked shocked and quickly said, "No, we won the battle. We have their gold and their land. Let's not take their lives. Let them go." Ramthas then said, "All right, let them go. But keep Ida and her father. They must stay hostages in Egypt." The king agreed to this. The king now looked at Radames and embraced him like a son. I knew what would happen next. I felt my heart hit the ground. "Radames, you are the greatest warrior. You are the victor in this war, so you should receive the greatest prize of all. I give you Amneris to be your bride." I heard the words, and even though I knew they were coming, I could not know how badly I would feel. I could not breathe, and I felt my soul had been taken from me. I looked at Radames. He had turned pale. He looked at me, and in his eyes I could see his love for me. My own eyes were filling with tears. What would we do? I arranged to meet Radames on the bank of the River Nile. It is so beautiful there in the evening. The evening was very clear, and I could see each star twinkling in the sky. It was like they knew the pain deep in my heart. I meant to put an end to my miserable life, and the reason I wanted to meet Radames was to say goodbye to him. I went to the river and waited. I heard a noise in the reeds by the river, and I said, "Radamus," but he didn't reply. It was my father. "I have to speak to you," he said. "Speak quickly, father," I replied. I didn't want Radamus to see me with my father. I wanted our final meeting to be perfect, just between the two of us. My father quickly spoke. "One day you will be princess again. The Egyptians are planning to attack our soldiers, and we must be ready for them this time. We must find out where they are going and wait for them so that we can surprise them with an attack." My father looked lovingly into my eyes. He knew how sad I was and how I longed to return to my country. "But what can I do?" I asked my father. He replied, "You must try to find out from Radamus which way his army will go." "But how can I ask him to betray his own country?" I asked, feeling very confused. "You must," ordered my father. "If you don't, then you will be betraying your own country. I will hide in the reeds and listen to everything." My father left me and hid among the reeds to wait for Radamus. Radamus finally came. "My love, I have missed you so much. Please don't marry Amneris. Let's leave this place so that we can be together," I said to him. But I knew in my heart that I couldn't ask him to run away with me. Surprisingly, he said, "Yes, let's go away together. We can take the same road that the army will take on its way to Ethiopia. We will go along the Napata Gorge." Just as he said that, my father came out of the reeds and said, "Radamus, I am the king of Ethiopia." Then there was some noise in the reeds. Apparently, someone else had been listening to our conversation too. Amneris. She called the priests from the temple and ordered them to arrest Radamus. She looked extremely angry. "You have betrayed me and your country, Radamus. I am so disappointed in you," she said. Radamus now said, "I must accept my punishment and go with the priests. Ida, run away. Go with Amonasro. Go now before it is too late." My father took me away, and we ran into the darkness of the night.
What is the use of being the princess when I cannot sleep for the sorrow? Radamis came to see me in my room tonight. I said to him, "Try to love me, and I will go to my father and beg for mercy. He will spare your life for me." All he said was, "That is very kind of you, Princess Amneris, but I have no reason to live. Aida is gone, and I don't want to live without her. I heard she and her father were captured and killed." I quickly replied, "No, her father was captured, but she managed to escape. If you give up your love for her, I will save you. I love you just as much as she does." His next words broke my heart. "I could never love you, Amneris. I will go and wait for my death," he said. He walked out of the room and out of my life. I never saw him again. He was placed in a prison under the temple. He will die a very sad death in that cold, lonely place.
I have finally found a place where I can be happy. I returned to the temple by the River Nile. I knew that the priests would lock Radamus in the prison under the temple. so I went there to wait for him. Radamus, my love, I came to be with you and to die with you. Let us die together and escape this world of pain. Let's go to a better place together, I said to him. We lay in each other's arms, finally happy together.
It has been a long time since the priests imprisoned Radames. He must be dead by now. I never found out what happened to Aida. Perhaps my jealousy killed them both. I found out later that she too was a princess. We could have been such good friends. Instead, I was unkind to her. I cry every night for Radames. If Aida is dead, then I cry for her too. I hope they can both find happiness in their next lives.